Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 o'clock to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU field crop weed specialist Aaron Burns talking about weed control considerations for a late wet spring. We have planted only about half of the corn and soybean in Michigan that would normally be planted this time, and we are obviously in a tight spot for getting fields planted and weeds managed this spring, especially on heavier soils. Weed control will be more challenging at this point as they are taller and harder to kill with herbicides, and root systems are bigger, so multiple tillage passes will be needed. The focus has now shifted from controlling winter annual species, which are already setting seed, to summer annual species like lamb's quarters, mare's tail, and pigweeds. Check product labels for carryover potential with late applications for the crop you plan to plant next year. For example, a 1 pound rate of atrazine has a 10-month carryover period under normal soil and weather conditions. If you have prevented planting fields, make weed control a priority as they will become a source for weed seeds in the future. Another option for prevented planting fields is to plant a cover crop that will outcompete weeds. MSU Extension's cover crop team has just released a fact sheet titled Cover Crops for Prevented Planting, and Aaron talked through different options outlined in that fact sheet along with termination considerations. MSU field crop entomologist Chris DeFonso shared about European corn borer, a new old pest for growers planting non-GMO corn and for certain hybrids with only a single BT trait. Now that resistance to one BT trait has been confirmed in far eastern Canada, it is likely that resistant populations will spread westward. Moths should be emerging at this time and looking for early planted corn to lay eggs. Growers are encouraged to scout fields looking for leaf feeding and caterpillar droppings. The first generation each season is easier to control with insecticides, but later when they have bored into stalks, they are essentially impossible to control. The state ag climatologist Jeff Andreessen was out of country this week, but he recorded a weather outlook for us. We are now only a few days behind in heat units in southern Michigan, but soils continue to be waterlogged throughout much of the state. The upper air pattern has changed, which has brought drier weather to Michigan. Some models are predicting Gulf moisture getting as far north as Michigan by late weekend and early next week. Normal to below normal temps are predicted for mid-June, with slight chances for above normal precipitation. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. Podcasts will also be available. That website again is www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's Virtual Breakfast, where soybean educator Mike Staton will talk about identifying mid-season soybean issues. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension Office.